World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up, Messi and Ronaldo both score as Barcelona and Real Madrid draw in El Clasico in Spain.
Cabaye had a little nibble at Wayne Rooney there. Gets it back to Cleverley. Cleverley crosses deep. Brilliant goal. Fabulous goal by Tom Cleverley. He meant that. That was not a cross. That was a shot at goal. And it beat Harper on the line. 3-0 to Manchester United.
Manchester United beat Newcastle easily to move up to second in the English Premier League, and West Indies win the 2020 Cricket World Cup. So to football first, and Spain, where Barcelona and Real Madrid drew 2-2 in an eagerly anticipated El Clasico, and as the BBC's Chris Mitchell reports, it turned into a match not between two teams, but two star players.
This was Cristiano Ronaldo versus Lionel Messi. Messi looked to have inspired a Barcelona fight back in the second half when, in the 61st minute, he struck with a wonderful curling free kick that rose quickly over the Real wall and dipped under the bar as if controlled remotely. That made it 2-1. But just 4 minutes later, Ronaldo replied. He was left one-on-one with the Barca keeper thanks to some poor defending and slotted home to equalise. Real Madrid had taken the lead in the first half when Ronaldo opened the scoring at the end of a superb passing move inspired by Karim Benzema. Messi answered that with a tap-in from 4 yards out, after Real's own terrible defending that left Messi with little to do. There were claims for penalties at both ends in the second half, and a number of wonderful, exciting runs from Messi and Ronaldo, but without the knockout blow. Barcelona's Montoya hit the crossbar with less than 2 minutes to go, but the two stars of the game and their teams had to settle with a draw. A fair reflection, but it will help Barca more than Real.
In the English Premier League, Manchester United are up to second in the table. That's after a comfortable 3-0 win at Newcastle United on Sunday. The BBC's Conor McNamara was there.
This scoreline provides revenge for Manchester United for their 3-0 defeat here last season, and also lifts Alex Ferguson's side ahead of reigning champions Manchester City into second place on goal difference. Despite a front three of Robin van Persie, Wayne Rooney and Danny Welbeck, the goals came from deeper positions. The first two were headers from corners for defenders Johnny Evans and Patrice Evra. Papi Cisse thought he might have pulled one back when David De Gea clawed a save off the goal line. Referee Howard Webb judged the whole of the ball had not crossed the line. Tom Cleverley sealed the game with an impressive long-range shot to the top corner, his first ever Premier League goal for Manchester United.
Well, the Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, said he was pleased his side came through a potentially difficult game with apparent ease.
They were focused, their concentration was terrific, their determination was great, and played some great football in the first half. And the strange thing is, although we're creating a lot of openings, we've scored from two set pieces, which is, you know, pretty unusual.
And everyone's talking about Van Persie, Rooney, Barr, Cisse. It's two defenders who've got the opening goals.
I know, and they've only scored two goals in their career here. So you take it because, you know, winning big games like this are important. It's not easy coming to Newcastle. They're such a big, aggressive team. And they make you play, they make you work. And we handled most of the aerial stuff that was thrown at us. Ferdinand and Evans were terrific. No, I was pleased with the result, and for most of the game I was pleased with the performance.
Jonathan Pearce putting the questions to Sir Alex Ferguson. Well, elsewhere on Sunday in the English Premier League, Liverpool were held to a 0-0 draw by Stoke City at Anfield, and it leaves them still without a home league win this season. Brendan Rodgers' side are 14th, but the manager says he was encouraged by their performance.
I thought our performance was excellent. Stoke were a very, very difficult team to play against. You know, I feel that we created enough to win the game, and some of our play was excellent. A number of young players in the team, so I think we showed today that physically we can cope with whatever's thrown at us in the division. And like as I said, we just needed the final touch in the box to round up some great bits of play.
Well, Tottenham beat Aston Villa 2-0 with goals from Stephen Colker and Aaron Lennon. That was Tottenham's fourth straight win in the Premier League. It came after playing on Thursday at the Greek side Panathinaikos in the Europa League. Here's the Spurs manager, Andre Villas-Boas.
I think for all of the physical effort we've been doing and playing consecutive games with positive results is extremely good for the team. And I think it was the best home performance at the moment. And, leaves us very, very happy. We were very, very consistent throughout the first and second half. Played with great intensity for a team. We just played on Thursday and a four-hour trip to come back from Greece. So, extremely happy. And I congratulate the players for this immense physical effort and the way they played.
In the day's other game, Southampton equalised in injury time, so they drew 2-2 at home to Fulham. In Italy, Internazionale won 1-0 in their away derby against AC Milan, despite playing for most of the second half with 10 men. The Argentine defender Walter Samuel scored early on with a header from a free kick for Inter, who had Yuto Nagatomo sent off after 48 minutes. Meanwhile, the league leaders Juventus scored a late winner. They won 2-1 at Siena. Germany's Miroslav Klose scored twice in Lazio's 3-0 defeat of Pescara. Marseille remain on top of the French league after a 2-2 draw with Paris Saint-Germain. They remain unbeaten in League One after that contest at the Stade Vélodrome. André Pierre Gignac scored twice for Marseille, and PSG's goals both came from the Swedish forward Zlatan Ibrahimovic. While in Germany, the champions Borussia Dortmund lost ground on the leaders Bayern Munich. They conceded an 85th-minute equaliser at Hannover 96. That finished 1-1, and they're now 9 points behind Bayern in the Bundesliga. While in Africa's Champions League, the Democratic Republic of Congo's TP Mazembe drew 0-0 with Esperance of Tunisia in the first leg of their semi-final. The West Indies have won the World 2020 cricket final. They beat the host Sri Lanka by 36 runs in the final in Colombo. Sri Lanka restricted the West Indies to just 137 for 6, but their batsmen then struggled against the Caribbean attack, and Sri Lanka were all out for 101 inside 19 overs. The BBC's Alison Mitchell sent this report from Sri Lanka.
A match which seemed destined to go the way of the host nation, with the West Indies scoring just 32 runs off their first 10 overs, suddenly became an intriguing contest when Marlon Samuel single-handedly kept his team in the game with a powerful 78 off 56 balls. Six sixes as the second half of the innings yielded 105 runs in an astonishing turnaround. Defending 137 for 6, Ravi Rampal removed Dilshan early on, and pressure grew on the hosts. When Jai Wardner fell reverse sweeping for 33 in the 13th over, the West Indies sensed victory could be theirs. Sri Lanka eventually all out for 101 in the penultimate over, and a first global trophy for the West Indies in 8 years.
Well, Mahela Jayawardena has now stood down as the Sri Lankan T20 captain after the defeat, but he'll keep the Test match and 50 over captaincy. Sebastian Vettel won the Japanese Formula One Grand Prix with Felipe Massa second and Kamui Kobayashi third. Fernando Alonso, the championship leader, was forced to retire because of a puncture after just one lap. Vettel is now 4 points behind Alonso in the driver's standings and a favourite to win a third consecutive world title, though he says there's a way to go yet.
We've seen this year there's a lot of up and down and things can change quickly, so we have to keep our head down and try to really go step by step and not, you know, think too far ahead. As I said, there's no major upgrades or explanation why we were that much more competitive here than elsewhere, but we were just able to improve it, so that's what, as I said, made the difference probably.
And in horse racing, this year's Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe has been won by the French-trained outsider Solemier, who narrowly beat the Japanese horse Orfevre to victory in Europe's premier middle-distance contest. The Epsom Derby winner Camelot was down the field. The BBC's racing correspondent Cornelius Lysett reports from Longchamp.
After quite so much hype ahead of this year's arc, most of it surrounding Camelot and Frankie Dettori, there was always a fear of a funny anti-climax result, especially on heavily rain-softened going. And that's what maybe we got at Longchamp from barely considered Solemier, a fourth arc success for her jockey Olivier Pellier, who'd earlier teamed up with owners the Wertheimer brothers and trainer Carlos Lafont-Parias to take the Prix Marcel Boussac with Silasol. Lafont-Parias said perhaps Camelot wasn't as good as he'd been rated when successful in the 2000 Guineas and Derby. Although the beaten favourite lost shoes during the race, Frankie Dettori thought a long season had also taken its toll.
Cornelius Lysett. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.